Happy Post Holiday！ 我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam. Yeah, are you feeling well rested after that Labor Day?
对，我前面说 Happy Post Holiday 啊，就是我们刚过了一个愉快的五一假期节后啊，什么后？英语可以用 post 这个词来表达。Mm-hmm. 这一次五一节放五天嘛，我看到朋友圈，我所有的朋友都出去了。
Right. I'm a little bit jealous, but、yeah. we can talk about that another time.
A show on jealousy.
Just Adam being jealous of、all of these awesome trips that people took to all of these awesome places in an awesome country.
因为今年疫情年嘛，所以 international travel 是不安全，所以呢，大家就在国内好好欣赏我们祖国的大好河山。So there are many splendid places and splendid people in China. Today, we're dedicating our show to 中国不同地区的特色。
And I personally am pretty excited because I get to talk about places that I've been in China. I've been to a few. Mm. And maybe some of you guys can teach me about some other places where I have not yet had the chance to go.
首先 Adam 我们来看看刚刚讲到就是不同的地区嘛、mm-hmm. 然后地区英文我们可以说 area 或者放大到一个国家不同的地区一般我们会用
region
这个词、yes. 啊、就是 region
right so area is the most general of all words it really is just a place、mm. a place that exists somewhere whereas a region usually has other characteristics
像我们讲到比如一个 province 一个省、mm, 对吧、
right.
它就是一个 region
right or maybe、three provinces are in a region because those three provinces are pretty similar
经常我们说的南北差异、mm. regional differences
right. Or Canada we have our prairie region where we grow all the food andThe French region,、
嗯、
and so on.、
嗯、那讲到每个地方的特色呢，刚刚 Adam 也用了、两个特别好的词啊，一个是 characteristics,、
mm-hmm.
就是特点、特性啊。
Right.
那另外讲到特嘛，它就是有很 special、
right.
很特别的意思。
Right. So we talked about specialities.、often this will lead people to think about food.
Food.、Mm. Yeah, exactly. 但是它也不是只能形容吃的是吧
Right.
Special.那你有没有听过中文有一个说法叫一方水土养一方人
I sure have, and I have spent、a great part of my adult life trying、mm-hmm. to think of a good translation for it.
Do you have one for us?
I do not.、
Oh.
It's such a simple concept.
It's so simple, but it's beautiful.
That's the thing. There are a million ways that you can express this in English.、
soil and water.
Right, yeah. People come from the earth, right? People、come from the soil. There's a million different ways, but there's no set way to say it.
英文很难找对应的。你常常讲就是 oh, you can take the boy out of, 比如你的 hometown, Fisherville, but you can never take Fisherville out of Adam.
Right, yeah, meaning that is an essential part of me, kind of like what you said before about DNA. Yeah, you can take the boy out of Texas,、
mm.
but you can't take Texas out of the boy. Yeehaw!
我自己觉得一方水土养一方人有一点像 We are where we're from.
We are where we're from. Yeah, that's so much better than a lot of them that are floating around the internet.
对，就是我们这个地方养育了我们嘛、mm. It has shaped us, formed us, and、
right.
given us a lot of our own characteristics,、
sure.
right? 那我们先从最 broad, 最粗线条的看起，好吧？中国的南方和北方。
Okay.
那 you've spent more time in the south.
Sure have.
对吧？广州，然后上海也属于比较南方。
Mm-hmm.
你对南方有什么印象
？Well, I did spend a lot of time in classrooms,、which means that a lot of what is in my head was put there by teachers,、and a lot of what the teachers put into my head was that 北方人 are like this、and 南方人 are like that.、So a lot of my impressions kind of match up with what I was taught,、right? Because you're always looking for that affirmation, like, oh.
好，那我们现在就来具体的。 的看一下一方水土，南方和北方的水土好不好？
Okay,
养怎么样的人？
All right.
南方可能就大家比较认同的一些特点啊，就是比较细腻，比较精致，可能比较谨慎
，cautious。
对，但是细腻精致英语怎么说呢
？Delicate.
Yeah, I think that's a good word. 就比如 let's use food as an example again.、
Okay.
当然南方也很大，江浙，然后广东这些都算了。But overall, 这个 food.它就是比较 delicate、
right.
和北方菜比起来是不是、
mm.
我觉得 refine 也可以来形容就是 很细腻很细致对吧然后刚刚你讲的那个 cautious、that word really gets used more on people to describe people
right,、right, right and as a foreigner who went to school in China I heard these comparisons a lot、
mm.
you can't look at one side by itself
对
you have to look at both sides at the same time
要有对比所以这些才出来是不是
Right.
那我们就看看 the other side 看看北方
So just think about all of those concepts and kind of switch them around. So you think about some people who are not, they're very bold.
Bold 就是很大胆是不是、
Right.
我自己觉得还有一个就是 they're very big hearted.
Right.
心很大然后、great sense of humor 特别东北、
Right.
东北就是中国的 the heartland of comedy.
Of comedy. Right. And that's probably because you can sayThat Northerners are much more direct,、which kind of leads to more
yeah,
comedy.
Yeah, 还有一个就是很 earthy,、
mm-hmm.
man of the earth, woman of the earth.、想到东北就是广袤的黑土地，但是这些 you know the South and the North, it's too broad,、
sure.
right? Let's maybe be a little more specific.、
Okay.
讲讲我们两个人比较熟悉的城市啊。
Okay.
Can I start with Shanghai?
Can you?
My hometown.那讲到上海很多朋友就会想到一个词就是 It's very international、
Yeah, good point But there's a better word Cosmopolitan
Oh, I like the sound of it better
It's like it's the title of a magazine
不是有一个 cocktail 鸡尾酒叫 Cosmo、
oh, yeah,
对不对
Cosmo, yeah So this is a word that really goes back to what we were saying before about refined、So international is I mean, we could look at it from scientific or purely a literal point of view It means many countries
Many countries 可能这个城市有很多来自世界各地的人、但是、上海就是Cosmopolitan 好像更加的 in-depth, 这个深度更、
right.
对吧更深一点、啊。
Right, so the poly here basically means place,、and cosmo means the universe.、So it's kind of like the universal place where it's got everything.
因为上海那种 cosmopolitan, 我们中文有一个 nickname 给上海叫魔都。It's got this magical power.
Right.
不仅是这个地方有很多来自世界各地的人 and the history of the city itself、is very cosmopolitan、
sure.
seeps into the local lifestyle、mm-hmm. 就本地的人本地的这个生活方式可能也就比较 cosmopolitan or shall we say 小资
yeah, so I was kind of hoping I could get a chance to say the word bougie today.
Oh, bougie.
Yeah.
怎么拼呀?
Oh, yeah. So this one, there's actually many ways. I would say bougie.
It comes from the French word bourgeois.
Yeah.
Bourgeois 就是这种比较小资情调。
They're the small business. But in this case, the word has evolved to kind of mean that sensibility of I like things from all over the world.
I like brunch. I like drinking.
I like brunch.
Cosmopolitan.
Right, exactly. Or, I mean, even coffee.
Coffee,
right, yeah, is a great example in modern China, coffee.
Oh, you know what? I recently saw a report. 上海现在是世界上咖啡店最集中的城市。Per capita,、
wow.
就是以每人均有多少咖啡馆。上海 is the number one in the world.
Wow. Do you remember the number?
Bougie.I don't remember the number.
It's a very bougie number.
Yeah, 对，总之我觉得上海就是一个对很有魔力 It's a big, alluring, cosmopolitan city.
Right.
但是就很费钱
Right.
because all these nice things.
Yeah, they don't come for free.
Yeah, exactly. Then if you want to make some money,、我建议你到上海旁边的浙江去看一看
Okay.、Yeah. I don't think I would be able to make money there. I think I would be spending too much time just basking in paradise.
因为我们说上有天堂，下有苏杭。江苏和浙江我们放在一起，这两个省，江浙就是中国，对，人杰地灵。It's like you said, paradise on earth.
Right, right.
那还是 go back to 我们刚刚那个 point.Good at making money, good at doing business.
Right.
是很多人对浙江或者我们浙商的这个 concept. Alibaba, right?
Right.
杭州。
Right. So, we could say enterprising, entrepreneurial.
Yeah, those are good words. 因为 enterprise 是企业嘛，但是我们可以把它换成形容词啊，刚刚那两个 enterprising 或者 entrepreneurial、
right.
来形容一个人或者一个地方的人。
Right.
I think we can also use the word savvy, S-A-V-V-Y.
Business savvy.
They definitely are very business savvy.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 好，那 next up,Let's go to your favorite city in China.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Speaking of savvy, we've got those food savvy Lang Zai, Lang Loi down there in Guangzhou.
Lang Zai, Lang Loi. Guangzhou, how long did you live there?
Long time. Yeah, long time.
5 years?
No, 3 years. Three years. And to be honest, I always hate to tell people this, but I'm a vegetarian, so I didn't really get to enjoy a lot of the...
Oh, you missed out. 对啊。
Yeah, but I'll take your word for it.
但刚刚savvy那个词我们没有讲啊，就是它的意思是你很懂一件事情，
yeah,
对不对？
Right.
And you're very good at that.
You understand it and you're good at putting your understanding into action. So food savvy, we already said, business savvy, tech savvy.
Oh, 深圳，我觉得深圳 tech savvy,
yeah,
right?
Super tech savvy.
深圳就是很 hyper modern、
mm-hmm.
光用 modern 已经不够形容它要用 hyper super 都不够形容它
Right, because everything's brand new
It's very futuristic、mm. 对但我们还是回到广州你比较熟悉的地方
Okay,、I would say scrappy
What does that mean?
Determined.
很有决心。
They always use this word when they're talking about a movie where there's a team of people、who at the beginning of the movie you think, oh, how can they win?、But they always win in the end.
Oh, so scrappy 的那个意思就是是不是他们很 resourceful、mm-hmm. 就可能他的资源就算东西不多但他也能最后做出一个很好的结果
Right, they can use their resourcefulness and their determination to succeed
对对很聪明然后又很坚定
Right, right, right But the other thing that I've always loved about Guangzhou is that no one will tell you that there
什么意思?
Meaning that they're very modest about it.、
You know,
of course, all Chinese people are very
modest,
but that's one thing I always loved about that city was you can see, you know, just how amazing it is, and no one is going to brag about it.
Oh, 就他们不会天天自己夸
right.
是吧？我只去过一次广州 and I stayed there for a night for work. 所以我真的 I really want to go back.
Best night of my life.
Best night of my life, exactly. 好，那今天节目时间不多啊，我最后想说说北京。Of course, the capital of China, and also a place I recently spent a lot of time in because of work.
Right, right.
Adam 其实在网上截了一段话，我觉得挺有意思的，说北京。广东和上海人是什么特色
Right, right. Everybody has their own 北京人什么都敢说
广东人什么都敢吃
上海人什么都敢
穿
Yeah, it's true.
就觉得北京人这个 they are very language savvy.
Right.
又回到我们刚刚那个词 savvy 啊，所以你可以在 savvy 的前面加就是他很懂的这件事情
Right. Right.
说到北京人的 language savvy, I think they really mastered the art of the Chinese language. 很幽默，就是以前大家都说跟北京，你坐一个 taxi, 跟北京的的哥，对，你觉得就是 the best ride of your life.
Right.
他们这个天文地理，天南地北什么都知道。
Right, right.
So they're very good at expressing themselves.
Sure.
然后北京给我的感觉就是 it takes time to really savor and fall in love with the city. 很多从比如上海去北京的人也就有 很多不一样的地方然后可能会觉得没有那么方便、
right.
比如北京的路很宽、
right.
就是有很多 superficial 第一次去或者第二次去你会觉得、oh, not convenient 什么 but the more you go and the more like you will really just fall in love with the character and the humor and the expressiveness of the city.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and of course the history.
And the history.
对
And if you're a foreigner, you might actually be able to understand what old people are saying, unlike in Guangzhou or Shanghai.
真的是因为普通话比较标准。
Communicate with people over 70.
因为普通话很标准。
That's right.
好那我们今天的节目 you know, in such a short amount of time, it's really hard to cover all the greatness that is China.
It's a big country.
对那节目最后呢我们就想问大家 where is your hometown?
Right, right. What is the regional specialty in your hometown?
对 what's the characteristics of your hometown, both the place and the people?
And the people, yeah.
对我觉得一个很好词就是 what's the DNA of your hometown?
Right, right.
基因是什么、都希望大家在今天的留言专区跟我们来分享或者你也可以跟我们来分享一下你这次五一去了哪里那个地方给你什么样的 impression 什么样的印象和感觉
Either way, we can't wait to hear from you guys
对我真的最喜欢的事情还是每天看我们用户的留言 Okay, thank you for listening guys We'll see you next week
Alright, bye for now